Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip. What have I got? The first one today comes from Ulrika, who says, how much of each colour should I wear when combining colours? And this really is up to you. There is no one answer. It really depends on you, what you like, your personality, and of course your colouring. So all those things will factor into this question. So I think, you know, the easiest way, if you want the most harmonious look, is to look at the percentages of yourself. Hair is the most dominant feature. It's the thing we notice most. So that, whatever kind of is that, colour or neutral, larger percentage of that. Then skin, second most dominant feature, whether that's a colour or neutral, then that's your secondary colour. So if you said 60% hair, 30% skin, then eyes, 10% or lips, 10%, that sort of thing, smaller amounts if they are particularly coloured. Or if you've got eyes and lips that are coloured, you're going to have, like, you know, 10% of each and, you know, do 50, 30, 10, 10. It's up to you. There's no real answer here. It is up to you. And this is where a multicoloured item, if you are more multicoloured, then multicoloured sorts of patterns are really easy to wear. If you're more neutral, you might go, or monochromatic, you might go for just a one colour sort of pattern, if that's something that works for you as well. But there's no real, you know, formula or exact specification or recipe that you need to follow. I always think with, you know, combining colours, I mean, unless the trend is for colour blocking, where we have large proportions of different colours, then usually we tend to feel that it can be too much colour at once if we're doing, you know, red pants, blue shirt, yellow jacket. Like, that's a lot of different colours. Versus if we do, you know, neutral pants, the blue shirt, and then we might have, we could have the yellow jacket if we are higher colour contrast, or we might go, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a neutral jacket and then a yellow necklace. And so I'm just adding a smaller percentage of that second colour in. So really it is up to you about how much you want to add in and what quantities and how you want to do it. And this is where it's experiment, take photos, see what you like. But the more neutral you are, then probably, you know, one colour, you know, rather than lots of colours, versus the more colourful you are, the more you can play with adding more colours. But this is where patterns or scarves with, you know, multicolours in them, necklaces with multiple colours in them, all these things can be used. It doesn't have to be in garments. We often forget that there are accessories. We can have coloured shoes, coloured belts, you know, coloured bracelets, all those sorts of things. We can add colour without it having to be in a garment. So if you feel like I've got grey hair and I've got a fairly neutral skin, but I've got coloured eyes, you might just, and coloured, you know, coloured lips, say, or something, you might just want to add in a couple of colours, but in smaller proportions. It's up to you. There is no one right answer. And of course, someone with a more dramatic personality might add more colour in. Someone with a more relaxed personality or more classic personality might wear less colour. So this is where, you know, I cannot answer that for you, but it's something to have a play with and actually see what you like, because, you know, there is no right or wrong. It's completely what you have to feel comfortable wearing. Karen has asked, how do you wear multiple long sleeves in winter without them twisting? So the way I do it is, as I'm putting, because I do wear multiple long sleeves in winter, when I'm putting my second layer on, I just grab the, you know, the end of the sleeve with my hand as I'm putting the next one in. So I make sure that where the seam is, you know, straight. Then when I put the next one on, I'll grab that kind of thing, and I'll make sure that as I'm putting that on, that I'll try and get the wrist into the sleeve on the right angle, and that means it'll be straight. And then if I'm going to do a third layer, usually that's a jacket or something rather than a, but sometimes it might be another jumper or something like that. Yeah, just always just keep holding onto the sleeves as I put them on. There's no real science to it. That's just the way I do it. So hopefully that helps as you are wearing your multiple layers this winter. Because I know sometimes that is the twisting sleeve, and it's one of those things I try and get right on each layer before the next layer goes over the top. Lynn says, I have a diamond-shaped face and my body is an H. What are my best necklines? Now, body shape really only might influence necklines if you're trying to use horizontal lines to balance, but it really doesn't need to. Face shape relates to neckline, body shape relates to the silhouette of a garment. So they're kind of really distinctively different things that they really don't impact too much on each other. So because you have a V-shaped, so a diamond-shaped neckline, then you'll find that a V-shaped neckline is your best shape. So we're following that shape of the jawline. H-shapes can wear whatever neckline shape they want. It's usually things like large bust, which might impact if it's a higher or lower neckline. Or if you are, this is where some A or pear shapes like to wear a more boat neck or something that has a horizontal line up here to balance out the hips and thighs. But there is no reason why they have to. They can do other balancing things. They can wear puff sleeves and shoulder pads and epaulettes and all sorts of other things and wear a V-shaped neckline if that's what suits their face shape. So face shape relates to neckline, body shape does not so much. You will often read places that they'll say different body shapes should wear different necklines, and sometimes some body shapes look nicer with a more open neckline, but that open neckline doesn't have to be a particular shape. It can be any of the open shapes of necklines. So yes, follow the shape of your jaw from ear to ear. Ideally, our best neckline is whatever is this shape here and this depth as well from the base of each ear to the base of your chin. So you can see mine is fairly oval, so I'm good in a scoop neckline. Doesn't mean that that's all that I wear, but I certainly know that the really sharp necklines don't work so well for me. So that is something for you to think about. So there you go. There are three questions for today. Please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to know more about, topics we've talked about today, head over to the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com and just do a few little searches, because you'll find there is all sorts of stuff there on necklines and how to choose the best neckline already there on the blog for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.